This podcast is part of the Everyday Heroes Podcast Network, the network for first responders and those who support them.
And there's like 40,000 people, but all the attention's on you. That's the closest you'll get to a superhero.
Welcome to the Off Duty Podcast, the podcast where we interview the men and women of law enforcement and help you to learn about the person behind the badge. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. My name is Anthony McNeil, retired police officer and your host. Let's get started. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 40. Man, I can't believe we made it this far. Number 40 of the Off Duty Podcast. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil. As always, you know, I truly appreciate you listening to the podcast. And today I am honored to be blessed with another fantastic guest. I had put it out on social media that anyone was interested in coming on the show, just message me. And when I went over and looked at this gentleman's Instagram page, I was very intrigued, because we come from two totally different worlds, and I really wanted to reach out and I really wanted to speak to this young man. This gentleman he's what I call a FNG. And for those who don't know what a FNG is, that's a fucking new guy. He has 1 year on the job in law enforcement. He's from the state of Texas. He served this country as a Marine. Please help me welcome Mr. Brian Williams. Brian, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's wonderful. Just got off work. Just wanted to get on the podcast.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you taking time to hop on with me. I know how it is when you get home in the morning. I did midnights for almost 10, 12 years, and it's not easy, but you have to have that unwind time. So I guess we'll have a little fun before you go to bed here.
Yeah.
Well, everybody that listens to the podcast, you guys know what my first question is, and that's simply, Brian, why law enforcement?
Well, I didn't want to be a police officer until about 2014. One of my acquaintances got arrested in front of me, and the officer that arrested him saw that I was in the Marine Corps, and we sat down and talked for about half an hour.
Okay.
And he was like, "Hey, what are you doing in life?" And I was like, "I'm going to college for business, and I'm working at Texas Roadhouse." He's like, "Come do a ride along," and did a couple ride alongs and fell in love with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny how interactions like that lead you down a different path. My story is the same. I had no interest in becoming a cop, and I was working in a restaurant like yourself. And the new chief at the time just happened to come in, and he sees me up front. He goes, "Hey, you ever thought about being a police officer?" You know, and I was like, "No." At the time, I was interested in starting a business, and I didn't have the credit or the resources to get that done. And when he mentioned that to me, my first thought was, "Hell, that's how I could get the money I need to start a business." You know, how did your family feel once you told them you were getting into the profession?
Well, I've got no family in law enforcement or first responders. They're all military. Okay. And everybody pretty much said it was a mistake.
Yeah.
they approve of it now that I've been doing it for a while, and they have the inside of what policing is like on a day-to-day basis. But you know how moms are and families, like,
yeah,
they're worried about us.
Yeah, exactly. Now, your buddy that was with you that night that got arrested, how did he feel once you got into the profession?
We stopped being friends.
Well, sometimes that happens. You know, you have to distance yourself and make sure you're around the right people. Now, once you got into the profession, was it what you thought it would be?
No. In the military, a lot of the time you don't do your job. You clean and do clerical work.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot that, like, I get to do my job every single day, especially on nights.
Yeah.
If I want to get into something, if I want to try to serve some warrants. Yeah, there's a lot of downtime, but it's way better than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, I mentioned that you're in the state of Texas. This is obviously your first job in the profession, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And where do you see your career headed?
I have no idea. I mean, I was in the military, so I've always been interested in SWAT and that aspect of it. I have a lot of friends in SWAT, on SWAT teams through the region. But I don't know if I'd ever be into detective work or CID or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think I'd be really good at negotiating. I've been here for a year and I still haven't had to go hands-on with somebody. I've been able to talk every single person into handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been pretty proud of that.
Yeah, I was a negotiator, and I can tell you, if you get the opportunity, do it, because you learn skills that the average road officer doesn't get to take advantage of. And it's a great lane to be in as a law enforcement officer, because it carries over outside of law enforcement. Also, some of the things that you're going to learn as far as talking to people and listening to people. So if you get an opportunity to do that, I highly encourage you to take that opportunity and run with it. Now, you're recently married, correct?
Yes, sir. Back in October.
Okay. And how did the now wife feel about you going into the profession?
Well, a lot of her friends are very anti-police, so she has to deal with that
on a
day-to-day basis. She's very worried for my safety, especially working nights and everything we have to deal with. But she supports me. She knew what she was getting into when we met, that I was wanted to be a police officer. We've been together for over 4.5 years. So she's known I wanted to be a police officer. Before this, I was asset protection, catching shoplifters.
Mm-hmm.
So she was very aware of what I wanted to do, but she's still worried for me.
Yeah. Now, speaking of your wife, I want to get into my first segment, and this is what I call Dig Deeper. And for those that don't know, this is where I go digging into my guest's social media, and I pull out certain posts and I craft questions around those posts. And the first question I want to ask you about, it was actually a wedding picture on Mother's Day. And the caption read, "Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. I've been blessed to have several strong women to be in my life to help shape who I am today. I hope everyone has a wonderful day." I'm sure you remember that post.
Yes, sir.
And my first question around that, which you've kind of already answered, was that your wife that was standing there with you? I didn't know if that was a sister or you were attending someone's wedding at the time, but you just answered that question. And you said you guys got married back in October?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How'd you guys meet, if you don't mind me asking?
We met at a Comic-Con.
Okay.
Comic book convention back in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
We were both dressed as different Disney characters.
Okay.
And when I was trying to go tag her on Instagram, when I posted the picture of us, I found her on Instagram and messaged her. And then a couple months later, we went to a different Comic-Con together in Austin. That's just like our thing. It's our thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you mentioned another question I want to ask you about that post. You mentioned that you've been blessed with several strong women that have helped shape you into who you are today. And my question is, if you had 30 seconds to explain who Brian Williams is, what would you say?
I like to help people.
Okay.
I went to the Marine Corps wanting to make a difference. I was a 9/11 kid. I was in elementary school when that happened. Okay. I didn't feel like I did enough in the Marine Corps, so then I went to policing. I try to be a good friend to everybody. I try to help out as many people as I can, and with policing, I've been able to do that. I want to be a mentor and help shape the next generation, especially anybody that wants to go into like civil service or military or ministry, whatever they want to do. I try to help everybody I can, and even though my wife thinks that I help too many people.
Well, usually comes back to you as other blessings. So,
yeah, I mean, we've adopted all of our animals. We have, we got 2 dogs, a cat, 6 chickens.
Wow.
We try to adopt. We try to donate to animal shelters. If I see somebody on the side of the road, whether I'm in uniform or not, I try to help somebody.
Nice. Sounds like you're just a good hearted, cool guy. Nothing wrong with that.
I try to be. I really do.
One more question about that post. What's one piece of advice your mom has given you that you'll never forget?
Oh, one good piece of advice. Be good with my money.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said, always try to be good with my money. As weird as that is, not the answer anybody's really expecting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as somebody in my late 20s has already made a bunch of financial mistakes, trying to get on track with that. And she's always helped me with that since I've gotten closer to her becoming an adult.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, man, I'm 55 and that's some pretty damn good advice she gave you. And I'll tell you why, because I know for myself growing up, money was not something that was taught or discussed with the kids. And I made my share of financial mistakes, you know, so for her to be aware and to make sure you're aware of it is great advice as a mom, because that is a topic that a lot of parents don't get into with their kids. So my advice to you is listen to your mama and make sure you follow the instructions and the advice that she gives you, because that's some damn good advice that, trust me, when you get my age, you'll be happy that you got. So I want to.
I'm trying.
Yeah. I want to go to another post. What's that?
I'm trying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it takes some discipline, man. It really does. But you know, just use common sense and think twice before you make purchases. You know, if this is something I really need or is it something I want? And that was a lesson I had to learn, financing and finances and all that stuff. You know, it took me a minute to get it right. And like I said, I've gone through my share of mistakes. So I guess you learn from your mistakes and you have to go through them, but if you can minimize it, that's even better. So
yeah.
My next question or my next post I want to talk to you about is actually your IG bio. And you kind of touched on this already, but there was two words in there that caught my eye that I want to ask you about. The first was cosplayer. Can you tell me what that is?
It's people that like to make or buy costumes from superhero movies or video games, any movies. They go to comic book conventions. I've been paid to be Spider-Man at movie theaters when the movies release, take pictures with people. I really got into it because when Halo 3 got dropped back in 2008, I saw a bunch of dudes dressed as Spartans picking up their copies of their games. And then Star Wars Revenge of the Sith came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a year later, and I saw a bunch of guys dressed as clone troopers and Darth Vader. I was like, man, that's the kind of adult I want to be. Like, how do I get into that?
Now, like I said at the beginning, you're talking about two people that come from two totally different worlds as far as all that stuff goes. And when I started going through your IG page and I started seeing all of these costumes, I was like, okay. Either I'm just very old or this dude loves his costumes. Have you always been into that since a kid? Or
No, I really only got into it in like 2015.
Okay.
And I saw Comic-Cons coming up near me, and I went to them and I saw all the people wearing costumes. And I've got a friend who dresses as Iron Man. He built his own suit. And let me tell you, when you go to a comic book convention or an anime convention or something, and you've got the Avengers like Iron Man, Spider-Man, Scarlet Witch, Thor, and there's like 40,000 people, but all the attention's on you, that's the closest you'll get to a superhero.
Yeah. Who's your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man, hands down.
Yeah, what do you like about Spider-Man?
He's just a normal kid from Brooklyn. No, he's from Queens, sorry.
Okay.
Make any nerds mad. He's just a normal kid who he just likes to help people.
Yeah. You see a lot of yourself in him.
100%. Like, with power comes great responsibility. I feel like that goes right down to policing. I don't know if you've seen Austin Police Department. They have a superhero day.
No, I haven't.
Where their SWAT guy. Oh, check it out. Their SWAT guys dress up. They go to hospitals and, they'll have their SWAT guys rappel down as Batman and Spider-Man from the helicopter. And just the looks on the kids' faces when they see that is priceless.
You said you and your wife, did you guys met at a Comic-Con?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so she's obviously was already into the, I guess, quote, lifestyle when you guys met.
Yeah.
Being in this profession, how do guys that you work with, what's their response to all of that?
They think it's really nerdy, but then like they think about it and they're like, man, for Halloween, can you make me something? My chief loves it. My chief thinks I should be Sheriff Woody or RoboCop for Halloween one year, like on duty.
Who makes your costumes?
I've made a couple of them, as you can see on the video.
Oh, wow.
I've made, so one of my friends 3D printed this and I sanded it and painted it. It's a Halo helmet, a Spartan helmet. It's on my Instagram. Anybody wants to check it out?
Wow. Go ahead and give out your Instagram handle so people can go over and check you out.
It's the Cosplay Cowboy.
Okay.
All one word. I've bought several. I can't sew at all. So any of the ones that are just cloth, I buy. I try to make all the armor I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, what's your favorite costume?
It's either Spider-Man or my Spartan. Or I do, if you've ever watched The Office, I do a Dwight Schrute. I think that's pretty funny.
My daughter is a Office fanatic. She listens to the podcast, Office Ladies, and the whole shebang. I think she's probably listened to every episode 2 or 3 times. And she's probably watched every episode probably 6 times. And I started watching it with her, and it's a good show. I can see why it's has resurged and has blown up the way it has. It seems like it's bigger now that is in syndication than it was when it was originally out.
On their podcast, they talk about that a lot, on how it's just like got a cult following all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah. She has the sweatshirts and a pillow with the Office company's name on it, all kinds of stuff. So yeah, she's definitely into it. When you're out and about working, given what you do, have citizens recognized you for being, you know, the costume guy or anything like that? Have you been recognized by anybody?
Not yet, but I have had people come up to me and tell me they've seen some of my TikToks.
Okay.
And you know, I don't know. I don't know if I like that.
I want to go ahead and talk to you about another post that you put up. And it was funny because this was a picture of you at Disney in front of Buzz Lightyear, the Buzz Lightyear ride. And you were showing off your Buzz Lightyear tattoo. And I told my wife, who's a huge fan of Disney, and I said, I'm going to be interviewing somebody that likes Disney, it appears, as much as you do. And she's like, oh, I can't wait to hear it, you know? So my question is, what's your love with Disney? What is it about Disney?
Well, one of my great like idols was Walt Disney, and how he kept childhood alive through his whole life. And he didn't think that Disney should just be for kids. So when I was still in the Marine Corps in 2017, I got a Buzz Lightyear tattoo that was, he's all tactical and stuff. And then this year I'm going to get a tattoo of Woody on the other leg. That's an actual sheriff's deputy in outer carrier and everything, because it's the two halves of me, military and police, but it's still Disney. And my wife and I chose Disney World as our honeymoon spot, like unanimously, because that's just, we just love it. It's just a different world.
How many times have you been
to be yourself? I've been to Disneyland twice and Disney World once.
Okay.
My goal is to hit every park though.
Yeah. What's your favorite park?
Disney World.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom.
Hollywood Studios, because the Star Wars land is Galaxy's Edge is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Everything they did about it.
Yeah. We've been probably, I've been maybe 5 or 6 times. My wife and my daughter has been probably, 12, 15 times. And,
Have you gone since they built Galaxy's Edge?
No, we have not. The last big ride I saw was Harry Potter. That was the when they opened that.
Well, I would suggest going soon, because when you see a full like 1-to-1 scale Millennium Falcon, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, yeah, Nessie. Now,
like Star Wars,
I've never been a big Star Wars guy, but I do love going to the park. And doing all the rides and everything, because I'm not into the video games and the superheroes and all that stuff, but I do enjoy the movies and everything like that when they come out. And Spider-Man probably was one of my favorite superhero movies that to watch. That along with Batman, the one with Heath Ledger. That was probably my, for those that's just listening on audio, he just held up his Spider-Man mask there. The second word in your bio that caught my attention was dreamer. And my question is, what's your goals and dreams for life?
Well, eventually, I have 2 degrees, but eventually I want to go back to college and try to get a different degree in marketing, hopefully.
Okay.
Or something with project management, because there's something at Disney called an Imagineer. And they're the ones that build the parks and design the rides.
Mm-hmm.
And that's after like my policing career, that's the goal.
Okay. And it's funny. It's funny you say that, because as I was going through your Instagram and I started noticing all the Disney stuff, and obviously you enjoy all of that. That was one of the questions I wanted to ask you, is why are you even in law enforcement? Why not just go do that?
I mean, it's really cheesy to say, but law enforcement was like a calling for me.
Yeah.
Like, even on the lamest calls that you go to that are like civil, we can always find a way to help somebody. And I don't know how many other professions where you get to go to other people's houses and help them. As much as like when you're there, you may not want to because it's not your job. Like if you can just help somebody out and put them in the right direction, and you can make a difference in somebody's life.
Yeah.
Just changing one person. That's my goal for policing. I mean, I've only been here a year, and I mean, I feel like I've changed a couple of people.
Yeah.
Especially some of the kids that we deal with, like getting them on the right track, helping parents out that just they just couldn't do it that day, and we get called to the house and we get to help them just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The cool thing about it is, like you said, you touch so many people that you really don't know who you're going to affect. Sometimes you never find out about it, but you can leave an impression. And I always tell, especially new officers, the one thing to remember with this profession is this: every interaction you have with a citizen can leave a good impression or a bad impression. Whether it's just saying hello at the store while you're standing in line paying for food or whatever, or you're at the house on the worst domestic case that, you know, in history. So every interaction leaves an impression, and it could be good or bad. And all of those interactions shape the perception that people have of our profession. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, it sounds like, you know what your mission in life is and your passion in life is. And that's good for someone your age, because I know people your age and younger that haven't figured it out yet, you know, what it is that they're looking to do. And it sounds like you've kind of got things set in motion, and you got that path kind of laid out for the way you want to live life. And that's cool. I want to go ahead and get to the next segment here. And this is what I call Random 7. And these are just 7 totally random automated generated questions. And the first question is, what unpopular opinion about a superhero will you always defend?
I get a lot of hate for this on Instagram, but I think in Captain America Civil War, I still think Tony was right in a way.
And just so you know, I have no damn idea what you're talking about right now. So, so you can go ahead and explain it to the people that get it.
One of the characters, Bucky Barnes, in 1991 killed Tony Stark's parents while he was brainwashed. He found out about it in Captain America Civil War. Bucky wasn't brainwashed anymore, but he was still upset about it and wanted to fight him over it.
Okay.
I still think he has the right to be mad at it.
Okay.
Brainwashed or not, I still think he had the right to be mad about it. And even my wife hates me for this opinion. But
Now I'm going to learn something new here. Can you please explain to me Marvel and what's the other one?
DC.
DC. They're all superheroes, correct?
Yeah.
Now, do they fight each other? Or
no. They were made by different companies.
Okay.
And they're just two different universes.
Okay, I'm showing my ignorance here with all this stuff, so educate me here.
No, you're good.
Because
you're good.
The reason why I say that is because I always hear this debate about from people that's in this space about the two, and when I hear it from my ears, it sounds like, you know, these two groups of superheroes are always competing or fighting each other or something.
It's always a competition between the companies. DC put out their cinematic universe and they did a terrible job with it.
Okay.
Marvel started with Robert Downey Jr. in 2008. They took a recent drug rehab actor and then turned him into Iron Man somehow. And that's why I think Marvel's better. But DC's always put out good animated series.
Okay.
But their cinematic universe just isn't that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there a movie where characters from both branches were in the same movie together? Am I mistaken about that?
I don't think there's a live action.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I'm not an expert.
Okay.
I just dress up as characters.
I hear you. My next question, and these were kind of crafted for you as far as the topic. Okay. At least the first few were. And the next one is, who is the most overrated superhero?
Superman, 100%.
Why do you say that?
They've created a perfect person. He's the perfect superhero. He could do no wrong, has no moral issues. They literally had to create kryptonite so he'd have a weakness. I just don't think he's that great.
It seems like there's a lot of philosophy and things behind all of these characters in their existence. And I guess I shouldn't say philosophy, a lot of backstory. And I think that's maybe the attraction to a lot of this. And that's the part that I don't get, because I've heard people having conversations about superheroes and going back to when they were kids and all that. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? I just sit and enjoy the movie. You know, I don't get all the backstory.
If you get really into it, like if you go into like Marvel's, if you watch all the movies, like Tony Stark is just a rich billionaire. And then by Iron Man 3, you see that he's got PTSD, but he doesn't know how to deal with it. Spider-Man's always got problems. Like, they always have a tragic backstory. But yeah, it plays a lot into like real world problems for me. That's why I like it.
Okay. Okay. Next question. What used to scare you as a child?
The dark.
Yeah.
Now I like Night Shift really well.
Go figure. Yeah. Are you the only child?
Technically, yes. I have an adopted sister.
Okay.
From China.
Okay. Next question. If you were going to speak to a group of graduating teenagers, what would the topic be?
How they should proceed the next 5 to 10 years of their life without messing up.
Yeah.
They don't have to go to college. They don't have to go to college. There's a lot of other options out there. I tell kids that all the time. I like to frequent high schools, and as weird as that sounds, and talk to the kids about what they're going to do when they graduate.
Because mm-hmm.
a lot of them are just like, oh, well, I'll just go to college and figure it out from there. Well, there's a lot of other options out there. You don't have to go military. You can go trade school. You can just go into the workforce.
Have you ever thought about school resource officer?
Yeah, but I feel like that would take away from the fun parts of policing that I like.
Yeah, but it you know, you mentioned, and I asked that because you mentioned about being a mentor and things like that. And I didn't know if that was something you had considered at some point.
As a retirement gig, maybe, or like later on in my career after I get some of the foot chases and pursuits out of the way, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot you're at that stage. You know. And for those that are listening that are not in law enforcement, there's kind of this four step phase of law enforcement. You're 1 to 5. You're just gung-ho, want to do and see everything, want to go to every run, want to be a part of everything, never want to leave work, the whole shebang. From year 5 to 10, you find yourself just kind of taking the runs that you're sent to. You're still a go-getter. When the good shit happens, you're one of the first ones there, but you're not so much really going out of your way to try to find stuff. Between 5 and 10 years, or between 10 and 15 years, you know, it's you've slowed down now. It's like you spend all your time at the coffee shop and you don't go into any runs unless you're dispatched. You're not out making traffic stops and all that stuff. In 15 to 20 years, you just keep your ass in the station. And if you don't have a desk job by that point, you're just hanging around the station, just waiting for that day come where you can just punch that clock for the final time. You know? So I forget that you were in that first year and you want to see and do everything. So, yeah, I guess school resource officer is out of the question right now.
I like making traffic stops. I like doing stop and talks with civilians.
Yeah.
I like to get in as much stuff. If I type up a report that turns into a warrant when I'm on my days off, I'm upset that they serve it. My man, I wanted that. That's mine. It'll work.
That's funny, man. Two more questions here. If your name was on a product, what would that product be?
I feel like it'd be like an armor company.
Okay.
Like for cosplay. I want my name right there, like a piece of art. If I was better at 3D printing, I would absolutely try to get into that.
I guess there are some printers out there now. I'm not an expert on that subject by any means, but I have seen some videos where now they have these 3D printers that are a little bit more affordable that anyone can buy. I don't know how well they do what they're supposed to do, but I have seen them, especially on YouTube. There was a couple of guys that had some and they were making some just smaller objects with them. Like you said, your buddy made that helmet from a 3D mm-hmm. printer. I don't know if you can accomplish anything like that with the ones that I've seen or not, but it's amazing what you can do with those things.
I've got a 3D printer. I just don't know how to work it. It's a okay. lot of technical stuff.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work to figure out how to do it right. But once you can, yeah, you can print full suits of armor. It just takes a lot of time.
I've never seen anything made from a 3D printer. Like that helmet, for instance, is it just cut from a block of plastic or how does it work?
It's printed like a pen, but instead of ink, it's a plastic filament.
Okay.
And my helmet's like 6 or 7 different pieces that I glue together.
Hmm.
And you can take a soldering iron and melt it a little bit and it'll weld together. And you can print a lot of small items and then glue it together to make a big one.
Now, that helmet, is that just for show or can you wear that?
Oh, that's the one I wear.
Okay.
I put lights in it. I've got a fan in it. I've got a speaker.
Really?
So people can hear me when I talk.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool, man. Last question here. What challenges or hardships have you overcome or are working on overcoming, and how can what you've learned help others?
It took me 7 years to become a police officer. From the time that I talked to that first officer till I got accepted in the academy, it took me about 7 years. I applied for a big department, and they told me at their board interview that I wasn't mature enough to be a police officer. And, I watch cartoons and wear costumes for fun. So 7 years later, I'm still doing it and my chief loves it.
Yeah.
So my advice for anybody that's into this kind of hobby, like don't try to limit yourself just because other people don't think it's, you can be a mature and professional while still wearing a suit of armor.
Good advice. Just be yourself. You know, that's what it comes down to. 100%. Be yourself. Don't change for anyone. Good advice, man. I want to go on to the last segment here, and this is what I call this or that. I'm going to give you two topics, and you have to pick one. Okay, don't think too much about it. Just choose one. Hot sauce, yes or no?
Yes.
What's your favorite hot sauce?
Sriracha.
Okay, good choice. Yeah, I'm a red hot guy myself, but sriracha is not bad. I like that. Play it safe or roll the dice.
Roll the dice, always.
Yeah. loyalty or honesty?
Honesty.
Yeah, I agree. Loyalty is good, but honesty, you can't beat that.
Mm-hmm.
Receive advice or give advice?
Receive advice.
Forgive or hold a grudge?
Forgive. That's how I try to live it, at least.
Yeah. You can forgive, but you don't have to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Morning person or night owl?
Night owl.
Yeah. As I've gotten older, I've become more of a morning person, but I don't mind the night. Like I say, I work midnights for damn near 12 years. So I guess age catches up with you and things start to change. book or a movie?
Book.
What's your favorite book?
A lot of those. Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Good movie also.
And yeah, already amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I already know the answer to this next one. Superman or Batman?
Batman.
That's what I figured. After your previous answer, that's what I figured you would say.
I've got problems with Batman too. But
yeah. What's that?
I mean, he was beating up low-level thugs just for fun at night, even though he's a billionaire, where he could put some money into the community and help it from there. But, you know, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Fruits or vegetables?
Fruits.
And the last one, living room or bedroom?
Bedroom.
Brian, man, listen, I know you just got off of work here, so I don't want to keep you up too long. I just want to say thank you for reaching out and wanting to come on the podcast. Before we wrap up, can you just go ahead and share all of your social media, your TikTok and IG and all that stuff one more time, please?
On TikTok and Twitter, it's Cosplay Cowboy, C-O-S-P-L-A-Y, Cowboy, one word. And on Instagram, it is The Cosplay Cowboy. And most of my content is either police-related or nerd-related. Not really much in between.
Cool. And I'll put links to all of that down in the show notes. So you guys, please go over and check out Brian and see what he has going on and all the cool things that he's doing with his costumes and the videos that he's making regarding law enforcement. Any last words?
I mean, I appreciate you having me. I've been listening to your podcast since, I think, like episode 3.
Appreciate
and,
that.
I've got a lot less experience and time on than pretty much every single one of your guests. But I think I certainly bring a different perspective from how I think to everybody else, just with my age. Every cop has different outlets, and I've got a lot of weird ones.
Yeah. And you know, I'll tell you, man, it's cool to do that because I was a guest on another podcast in the for me, it's always been business outside of law enforcement. And the host of that show asked me, how did I make the transition from law enforcement into becoming an entrepreneur so easily? And my reply was, police work was what I did. It was not who I was. So that transition for me from one to the other was not an issue. And it's unfortunate, but some guys make their lives about police work. And I don't think that's healthy. You need those outside activities and outside interests, not only interests, but friends and everything separate from police work. And I agree. you're doing your thing, and that's cool. I mean, it's not my thing, but that's what you enjoy doing. And that's who makes you Brian. So my hat is off to you, man. And I advise you continue to do that. Keep those lines separated because police work is a very rewarding profession. But it can also do some crazy shit to you on the mental side also. So,
I mean, I agree. I really appreciate it because I've had several older cops on my socials try to say, oh, well, that's unprofessional. You're an embarrassment to the badge. I'm like, why? Like, this is what kids are into. Why isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be smart to be into the same thing? Like,
yeah. No, don't listen to those guys, man. Those are the guys that... Well, I won't say what I want to say, but but don't listen to that nonsense, man. No, because you need that separation. You need things outside of this job. And I know you're just getting started in it and you have a long career ahead of you. And just continue to be Bryant and you'll be all right. You will be all right, man. And just remember, it's all about making it home each day and making it back to your wife. And someday when you guys have kids, is that the plan, kids? At some point?
Yeah, we're going to try this year. So we didn't touch on it, but I'm actually talking to the National Guard recruiter to go back in the military. And I already did 8 years. I might as well knock out the rest. And we're thinking this year, hopefully going to try to have kids.
Yeah, well, that's cool, man. Well, good luck and God bless you guys. And hopefully you have a long, healthy marriage. And don't let this job come between the two of you. And like I say, don't change. Just keep being you. Guys, listen, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you can all just do me a favor, whatever platform you're listening on, please subscribe. Please leave a review. You don't know how much that helps the podcast get more listeners when you guys do that because of this whole crazy algorithm thing. And just real quick, the last note, don't forget that every Monday I give out a free vacation voucher to one random follower. All you have to do is text off duty to 833-989-3124. That's text off duty to 833-989-3124. And on that note, I'm out of here. You guys take care and stay safe. And I will see you guys on the next episode.